7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beauty out there. 43 degrees in Kennebunk, where I live, and it's going to get nicer. Luckily, not as warm as yesterday, so we can get out there and get some yard work done and get the gardens ready. Because spring, I'll tell you, it's coming in like gangbusters. Let's hope that we get the rain that we need so that we can work in the garden. This morning, I've asked a couple of great gardeners from the Harris Seed Company to join us. Mark Willis, he is the head of seed production for Harris Seed. And Michael Wells, he is a Northeast Sales Account Manager for Harris Seed. And they're going to give you some ideas of things that you can do in your garden this year to make it a lot easier and to give you better results. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us this morning on the radio. Hey, Mark.
Good to be here.
What should be done to get the garden ready for planting seedlings?
Well, the first thing you want to do is clean up any old plant debris that may be left over from last fall. Get that all cleaned out of there because that can be a harbor for some diseases. And then you want to make sure that the soil is moderately moist, and you don't want a lot of water in it. You don't want to be able to pick up a handful of it and squeeze water out of it before you till it. That's just going to make a big clumpy mess of soil, and that'll be very difficult to break those clumps down over the rest of the spring to try and get it ready. Then you want to till the soil good and deep, about 10 or 12 inches if you can, and while you're doing that, work some compost in at the same time. And rake out the soil, get rid of any stones and any dirt clumps that are in there. Apply a fertilizer like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 at the recommended rate on the label. And then lightly rake that fertilizer in before you get ready to sow your seeds.
Now, how important is it for, a lot of us live in soils that are acid. How important is it to add lime?
Well, you certainly, if you have time to do that, you can run a soil test. Most of the cooperative extension services in each state will run a soil test for you at a moderate price. We sell soil test kits on the web or in our catalog, and you can find them at most garden centers too. If you're going to be applying lime, you want to know how much you need to apply, and then running a soil test first is going to tell you how much you need to apply.
Wonderful. That's a great tip. Now, Michael, what is the best method for sowing those flower seeds?
Well, really, depending on the flowers you're looking at, there's two options. Items like alyssum, cosmos, nasturtium, zinnias, they can all be broadcasted. Broadcasting is basically where you scatter the seed over the surface of the soil and then just follow up with a light raking to allow a light cover with the soil. Other species like sunflowers, morning glories, marigolds, those do best when you make a dibble hole in the soil, then place the seed and then cover with the soil.
Now, do you think it's too late for some of us to start to plant seeds indoors, Michael?
There's some varieties that you still can and have plenty of time to start indoors, but definitely there's plenty of options to start some outdoors once it starts heating up too.
Now,
for vegetables, you could still easily start tomatoes now. you know, cucumbers, squash. They only take about 3 weeks to produce a transplant lettuce. So if you could start that indoors now, that'll be ready to go out later in the spring, too.
Yeah. Now, I know one problem that a lot of us have, we open up the package of seeds, and they're so tiny. What's a good way to space them so that we don't put too many plants in?
Well, what I like to do is when I rip the package off is I'll put a crease down one side of the package and just lightly tap it with your finger, and it kind of falls down through the groove. And you can space them fairly easy that way. There are devices you can buy, too. We sell some hand seeders, too, where they help you singulate the seed and get a better spacing on them as well. And then also a couple weeks ago, we talked about pelleted seed, too, for lettuces and carrots. We carry pelleted seed. You can easily use the pellets are a lot larger than the raw seed, and you can easily singulate them as you plant them in the row.
Now, Mark, are there some problems that gardeners will have when they directly seed vegetables into the garden?
Yeah, the three biggest problems I usually run across when I'm talking to gardeners on the phone number one, they've either planted the seed too deep, or they've planted the seed too early in the season and the soil temperature wasn't warm enough, or they've overwatered it, too. The overwatering in particular, you just want to supply enough water to keep the soil moderately moist. If you saturate it, that seed's going to sit in that saturated soil and probably rot on you. So read the instructions on the packets that are most seed packets have planting instructions on them. Tells you the temperature that you need to be at the plant, and it tells you how deep to plant the seed to.
Now you touched on something too wet. When would you water? If you're going to be planting seeds, is there a time of the day that's best to water those seeds?
Well, yeah, any time you're watering, whether you're seeding or if you're watering plants that have already germinated and are growing, the best time to water is as early in the day as possible, and that gives the soil a chance to dry out through the day. And it also gives the foliage on the plant a chance to dry out through the day too. So you don't want the ground saturated going into the evening because it's gonna hold the moisture a lot longer. And you don't want the foliage on the plants wet going into the evening either if you can help it, because that just promotes some disease growth.
Yeah. Now, once the seeds begin to come up, when should we, and this is a really difficult for a lot of people, we plant carrots, they start coming up, and they look to really come in nice and thick. When should we start thinning?
Well, you want to start thinning after there's the first two true leaves are on the plant. The first ones that come up are the cotyledons. The plants are very, very young at that point. You can do a lot of damage to them if you try and thin them at that point. But wait until the first true leaves have started to form on the seedlings before you thin them.
Now, Michael, can you think of flowers that you can direct seed into the garden and during, you know, early to mid-May, that will still have time to grow and give us good summer color?
Again, we got a bunch of options here. If you're in a cooler location and have not had this wonderful warm weather like we've had in the Northeast, some people can still get in larkspur and sweet peas. But for the rest of us, after frost has passed, again, playing off what Mark mentioned about checking your soil temperature, so making sure it's warm enough, and you'll see soil temperature is needed on packages. But options like alyssum, asters, cosmos, nasturtium, marigolds, sunflowers, zinnias, and then cosmos as well.
Now, some of the big seeds are pretty, you know, they're really hard. Would you suggest soaking some of them overnight?
I talked to a lot of growers that will soak their seed. It's not necessary to do. Certainly if you soak it for too long, you're going to do damage to the seed. I don't necessarily preach that to the growers that I talk to. I would just rather see them sow the seed in the soil and then give it a watering after it's sown. And generally the germination is very good just doing it that way too, Paul.
Okay. So you would rather that they, instead of soaking them overnight, planting them directly in the garden and maybe even water a little bit more frequently?
Yeah, like as I mentioned earlier, you want to keep the soil moderately moist for germination, but you don't want it saturated. So, and, you know, just keep an eye on it. You know, it's just because the top of the soil is dried out, stick your finger, that doesn't mean the soil down where the seed is dried out. You know, stick your finger down in there, see what kind of moisture is down in there. If it's moderately moist, just let it go until it dries out and then water it again. Just keep it watered uniformly and the seed will germinate fine that way.
Great. We're going to take a quick break, Mark. When we come back, could you give us some ideas of what vegetables should be directly seeded into the garden and don't have to be transplanted or started indoors?
Certainly will.
Great. Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center and have a great spring.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead. The line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The BioMat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Well, good morning and welcome back. We're talking with Mark and Michael from Harris Seed Company, trying to give you some ideas of planting seeds in your garden rather than setting out plants. Now, Mark, are there species of vegetables that you should only direct seed in the garden and not start as transplants?
Yes, any of the root crops should be direct seeded, Paul. Items like beets and radishes, carrots, turnips, all these crops have a tap root to them. And if you try and start them as transplants and then transplant them to the garden, if you disturb that tap root, it severely stunts the growth of the plant. And there's a couple of herbs, too, like cilantro and dill that are best handled as direct seeded rather than transplanting to the garden, too.
Great. Hey, Michael, if you have a small space or you just have a little patio garden, what are your favorite flowers that you can direct sow into those containers or small spaces?
The majority of everything I mentioned earlier can be direct sown into containers. There are compact varieties of zinnias and sunflowers that make a great display without an overly large container. Also, a nice idea I've heard people use is if you need like a privacy screen on a porch, direct sowing morning glories in a pot with a trellis that will easily cover it in no time.
That is a great idea. And what was the other option?
Along with, if you're doing any patio vegetables, you can always direct sow nasturtium along with those. They'll give a nice overflowing display. And then you can always have some tasty blooms to add to your salad.
That is a great idea. So you're getting color and something to eat at the same time. Now, Mark, I've heard people say that they like to plant things scattered so that everything doesn't come in at the same time. Why is this done?
Well, it's called successive planting, and rather than planting all your bean seed at one time, go out there and plant a short row of it 1 week, and then wait a week or two later and plant another planting of it. You can do that with sweet corn too. If you put a planting of sweet corn in, wait till that planting's out of the ground, maybe 2 or 3 inches, and put another planting in. And this keeps fresh vegetables coming all summer long. You're going to have much fresher vegetables and a more bountiful yield all through the year. rather than if you plant your beans all at once, you know, in 50 days you're going to start harvesting beans and you'll be done harvesting beans in a week or two. So this just keeps fresh produce coming all the time. You can do it with transplants too. Start some cucumbers and squash early to transplant as soon as you can get them outside when the temperature's warm enough. And then maybe, you know, 3 weeks later, start another round of transplants or direct seed the cucumbers and squash in the garden after you've transplanted the first ones. And that has allow when the other ones start to peter out, then the new plants will be coming in and starting a fresh new harvest.
You're right, because I've done that many times. You get so excited in the spring that you plant a 25-foot row of green beans.
Yeah.
And by the time you're done eating them, you don't want to see them the rest of the year.
Yeah. That's true.
Michael, what is your go-to flower for direct seeding? If you're going to choose just one or two, what are the best ones?
Sunflowers are definitely my number one. If you need to fill a big area, there's Mammoth Sunflower, very cost-effective. Also will supply a good amount of seed for snacks or for birds, for that matter. Also, there's flower types that are palmless. There's all different colors. They hold well in a vase. There's also the compact varieties I mentioned before for containers. So they just fit so many different needs.
Wonderful. Now, Mark, when people are selecting their seeds, do you recommend that they pick up extra for the fall? Because I know, you know, you plant, as you said, green beans, you get to eat them, you enjoy them, and then in the fall there's nothing left. You go to find seeds and they've all been sent back to the grower.
Oh, yeah.
How long will seeds keep?
Well, most seeds, you can keep them for 2 or 3 years, but the key is to keep them dry and cool. The humidity and heat are the worst enemies of seed. So the drier, if you have an air-conditioned house, just keep them in a room in your house rather than storing them out in a potting shed or something like that, which can be kind of moist and, it gets hot during the summer months and that. You know, another option, too, is you don't have to go to a seed rack in a store and buy the seed. We have seed available all year round.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealy bug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitiflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Before we go to the phone lines, I wanted to let you know that one of New England's best growers has passed away. His name is Dana Whitman, and he owned a greenhouse called Dana Whitman's Greenhouse. And I knew Dana personally. He went to school with me at the Stockbridge School of Agriculture during 1967 when we started together. And when I first met him, he had just graduated from the Aggie School, from Norfolk Aggie. And he had a blue jacket and gold, as all the kids from the Aggie School did. And I walked in there as just a regular kid wanting to learn about agriculture. And so all these kids from the Aggie School. And Dana caught my eye. He was bright red hair, a little bit on the heavy side, because Dana, he loved to eat. Oh, boy, did he love to eat. And if his mother was, if a pound of pasta was good, 2 pounds was even better. But he was a great grower, and he loved people. And he always thought that people, the more they knew about the garden, the better of a gardener they would be. And that's the way I feel. And I think it's because of our education at the University of Massachusetts and the Stockbridge School. But he was a good grower. He loved unusual plants. And what I think made him very unique was when he sent plants to your garden center, to your greenhouse where you bought plants, he would personally inspect everything that went out. Many greenhouses, they're so big, you know, it was take the plant from bench number one, send them all out, and so we can plant something else. But Dana always inspected everything to make sure that the biggest and the best and always the healthiest was sent to your local greenhouse or garden center. And he shipped all over New England. Dana, said, owns his own greenhouse in West Bridgewater. He recently worked at Broadway Gardens in Bridgewater Raynham, and he's a former member of the Massachusetts Flower Growers. And in his spare time, he worked on the Conservation Commission in his town of Randolph, and at one point was the commissioner and the board chairman, because he wanted to help people to put the right plants in areas that wouldn't cause a problem later. But Dana was a very, very unique person. And the one thing that he and I shared is that we both dislike the box stores because they weren't able to teach you correctly or give you the information for problems. And because the box stores sold plants for so cheap, most of them weren't really mature at times, it hurt the independent garden center. And a lot of them have closed or are having problems. But Dana always felt that if you could go to a garden center where they could educate you and teach you how to grow plants, that you would become a better gardener. And for those of you that know Dana or have bought plants from him, he will be missed. His knowledge, his expertise in the greenhouse industry, and his passion for plants. He is in a list of people like Crockett, like Bob Thompson, who are there to educate you and to teach you to become a better gardener. So think of him when you plant. And if you knew Dana and you want to do something in his memory, the family is starting a scholarship at Norfolk Aggie, at the agricultural school where he got started. And I know when I went to school, one thing that we learned was one of the worst things that we saw in the newspaper was in lieu of flowers to send money to the cancer fund or something like that, because it was not helping the local florist. But Dana's family has decided that they would rather take the money for flowers and use it to start a scholarship at the Aggie to help educate another boy or girl to help you to become a better gardener. So, Dana, we'll miss you. And we thank you for all you've done for the gardeners of New England. May you be well, and you'll never be forgotten. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Maine with a question about poinsettias.
Ann, how can we help you with those beautiful poinsettias that you enjoyed at Christmas time?
Morning, Paul. Thank you. I'm wondering if you've ever had any luck with cutting and rooting poinsettias, growing them.
Oh, sure. It's very, very easy to do, Anne. What I want you to do is, when the weather gets nice, to take that poinsettia and to put it outside for the summer in mid-May, I want you to knock it out of the container that it's in right now and repot it in a container at least 2 inches larger in size. And then I want you to take your pruners and I want you to cut back your plant by 1/3. So if your plant is, let's say, 2 feet tall, I want you to take 8 inches off of every single branch. What that will do is it will force the plant to grow thicker main stems to make the plant thicker, stronger, and better able to produce new growth. Now, the pieces that you're removing from your plant, throw those away because those are really woody. When the new growth begins to come on your plant, and it's going to happen within just a couple of weeks because you're still going to have foliage on that plant. When the new growth comes out, and the new growth is about 3 inches in length, take a cutting here and a cutting there on your plant. Then I want you to take some scissors and take the foliage that's on that plant and cut it in half. So every leaf will be half the normal size. You're going to buy some rooting powder. Dip it in the rooting powder. Shake off the excess and stick it in some good quality potting soil. And I want you to use a seed starter soil. Now, there's a brand new company for the Northeast that's come over from the West Coast called Black Gold. And they have a seed starting mix that is totally organic. It's OMRI certified, which means that there has been nothing added that's not natural for it. It's been sterilized, and that way you have no possibility of having any disease when you start seeds or if you're going to root a cutting. And if you take regular soil that's not sterile, that's not all organic, you run the risk of that cutting not being able to root properly. So start with a good quality seed starting soil like Black Gold. You can find it at many of the garden centers, and stick your cuttings in about an inch deep. Cover these cuttings with a sheet of plastic. You can use saran wrap. So if you can build a little dome to create like a miniature greenhouse, it will hold the humidity there. Your soil is sterile. You're going to keep it moist. And within a 2-week period, you will have cuttings that will be able to produce a root system. Grab a hold of a stem. Just try and move it up and down. And when you feel that there's some resistance, dig up that cutting, put it in to a new container and then begin to feed it on a regular basis. Keep it where it's going to get some morning sun, but no hot midday sun until the plant is well established. Once the roots have formed and it's actively growing, then you can take that poinsettia and move it to a nice sunny location. But until it's well rooted, bright light, like up against the side of your house, on your porch, on your deck, where it's going to get shade most of the day, is the best place. But repot it, cut it back, let it make the new growth, 3-inch cuttings, cut the foliage in half with scissors, rooting powder. You can buy a little envelope of rooting powder for $2 or $3 at your local garden center, and it will stimulate that plant to form roots very, very quickly. So you do that, and you'll have a poinsettia that will flower. Now, by the time you get to early to mid-August, that cutting will probably be about a foot tall. Pinch the very top, the very tip of the plant, just above a leaf. Pinch that tip right off. And every joint where there's a leaf attached to the stem, a branch will grow, and it will give you 4 or 5 stems to that cutting, which means 4 to 5 flowers for the holiday.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Earlier I was telling you about my friend Dana, who has passed away. And if you knew Dana and you would like to pay respects, he is going to be at the Chapman, Cole, and Gleason Funeral Home, which is 98 Bedford Street in Bridgewater. And it will be Monday from 4 o'clock until 8. And that's the Chapman, Cole, and Gleason. And the service will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Danny was a good guy. He taught me a lot, took me under his wing because he was one of the Aggie kids, and he took a kid out of the city and helped him to become a better gardener. But if you lived in Bridgewater and you went to his greenhouse, the Dana Whitman greenhouse, or to the Broadway Gardens in Raynham, he'll be missed. He loved people. He loved to answer. And the one thing that Dana always did is he would tell you how to grow something. And if you did it wrong, he'd give you hell, because he wanted you to become a better gardener. And I remember one time I was there, and a woman had purchased some plants, and it was the summertime, and she had put a whole bunch of impatiens in her trunk. Went shopping, forgot they were there, left them in the trunk all day long. When she got home, of course, they were all collapsed because it was about 90 degrees. And she came right back to the greenhouse and started to give Dana hell, saying that it was his fault that the impatiens looked that way. Dana took them out of the car, watered them, gave her all new plants, and said to the lady, "The reason they're like that is because your trunk is over 100 degrees. How long would you last in that trunk? So next time you buy plants from me, think. You have to treat them just like family. And if you can treat your plants like family, nourish them, talk to them, water, and care for them, they will grow beautiful, just like you've made your children grow. So plants are like kids, and that's the way he treated his plants. He always thought of them as kids, took good care of them, and always gave you quality. And I'm sure his family will miss him because he was a great family man and did a wonderful job, was always there for his kids, and a great gardener. So again, if you'd like to pay respects, he'll be at the Chapman Cole and Gleason Funeral Home, 98 Bedford Street in Bridgewater, Monday, that's tomorrow, from 4 to 8. And the family is starting a scholarship at Norfolk Aggie, the County Agricultural School, and they're in Walpole. And they would rather that you send a check for a scholarship than send flowers. I'm going to send flowers and money. But he's a good man, good grower, and he will be missed. A great educator in the ranks of Crockett and Thompson. Go to your local garden center. Ask them for help. That's why they are there. They're not like the box store. They're not there to look to move merchandise. They're there to educate you, to teach you to become a better gardener. And that's the purpose of this program. I want to help you to try something new, to try a different plant, to enjoy what you're doing, to encourage you to, if you're going to use chemicals or pesticides or weed killers, to read the label. Don't just say, oh, if one teaspoon is good, two teaspoons will kill them twice as fast. And that's what happens when you go to a garden center where everybody is educated and they want to help you to become a better gardener.